Today on Real Life Radio.
Mary is doing exactly what I believe I see here is a picture of prayer. Mary is at the feet of Jesus. She's listening to every word he says. My friend, we are to read our Bibles. Don't stop. Read it more than ever. Pray. That's when the Bible comes alive. And when we pray, that's when things start to matter and start to make sense. Why? Because that's when God starts talking.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. You know, when it comes to social media, we can either use it for our benefit or allow ungodly philosophies, opinions, and worldviews to bog us down with content that really doesn't come from a place of love and hope. We often fail to realize the influence social media has upon our lives. So if you're looking for a social media source that promotes biblical truth, simply head over to our website, jackhibbs.com. Now, once you're there, you'll find Pastor Jack's podcasts, YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram, real-life radio programs, and a whole lot more. Again, our website is jackhibbs.com, and it's there you'll find easy access to all that Pastor Jack has to offer, including our real-life mobile app for your smartphone or tablet. That's at jackhibbs.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called The Gospel of Luke with a message titled, What's Got You Busy? You know, this series called The Gospel of Luke is a series that gives us both the humanity and the divinity of Jesus, as only Luke, the physician, could do. Here now, as we continue in chapter 10, we'll look at how busy people occupy themselves and how what seems normal in our hectic world is not right with God. You see, there is a difference between business and fruitfulness. Business feeds into our own desires, working hard towards our own goals, our pleasures, even our egos. But fruitfulness is being about the Father's business, eager to please Him and wanting to bring service and comfort to others. So today, on this part of the message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that we can get so distracted by the cares of life. There's a real war going on between our time and affections. The world wants to pull us away from Jesus, but Jesus wants us to draw closer to Him. Now with his message called, What's Got You Busy? Here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Acts 6, verse 6, whom when they had set before the apostles, that is the Jewish leadership, was all upset. This is where they're sending the brothers and sisters out to minister. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied. That's normal. We read the book of Acts, and we go, that's radical. No, that's normal. Acts 13, verse 2. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said to them, you want the Holy Spirit to speak to you? Here's the key. You pray, fast, seek the Lord, He speaks. And this is what he said. Now separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them to do. Then having fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them and sent them away. What an amazing, awesome thing. This last Friday morning in our Friday morning prayer meeting, we laid hands on Joe and sent him away as he's going to Brazil, as he's gone to Brazil yesterday. I think of Gail, who sits in first or second service, right about there. Right there. One, two, three, four. Fifth seat up. And where is she? I can't keep up with her. Africa, but various destinations in Africa, taking the word of God to Africa. You lay hands on them, you pray for them. That's normal. Didn't Jesus say, go ye therefore in all the world? And that means down the street. That's normal. Acts 16, 22, then the multitude rose up together against them. This is when the Jewish leadership was all upset. And the magistrates tore off the clothes of the disciples and commanded them that they be beaten with rods for sharing the name of Jesus. That's normal. I mean, let's be honest. Boy, I don't want to bum you out. But have you ever read? You ever go online? Go to our website. Click onto the link. You ever read Voices of the Martyrs? The world is being persecuted. The world that Jesus Christ is being proclaimed in. And I tell you what, there's very few places outside of this country of America where Christians are not being persecuted. Many of them are. Many of them are. And yet when I read my Bible, that's normal. That is normal. Wasn't Paul beaten for preaching Jesus? Wasn't Jesus beaten for preaching himself? Wasn't Isaiah cut in half for preaching God? Wasn't Jeremiah thrown into a prison? That's normal. Second thing is this: what's got you and I busy? Is it the things of this world regarding importance? Like, what's important? So I know what's important. Well, Martha thought she knew what was important. It says that Martha welcomed her into his house. This is a great word, welcome. That means that to swing open wide the doors, to bring him under her roof. And that's a wonderful thing. Don't you want to welcome Jesus like that? She's a wonderful woman. By the way, let me say this, and you need to hear this loud and clear. This is not Martha is bad and Mary is good in our story. We need Marthas. Thank God for the Marthas. And we need Marys. Here's what the conclusion of this message will be. You have to be like Mary before you are like Martha. If you are like Martha with little time like Mary, you will burn out, you will blow out, you'll dry up. And all that you do, you think is so good, and it looks so good to everybody, but it wasn't good to the Lord. And he's the one that we want to bless the most. So very important. One commentator put it this way, that Martha wound up placing the ministry ahead of the minister, who in this case was Jesus. She was more involved in the importance of serving rather than spending time with the Savior. And you might say, well, Jack, that's a cheap thing to say because somebody had to eat. She's in the kitchen cooking. And that also will be Jesus' point. How much food is enough? How much do we have to have? The meal that she's preparing is over the top caring and food. Have you ever been some of those? I mean, I haven't. I've heard of them. But there's some place in Anaheim that's got like a 5 or 7 course meal dinner when you make your reservation there. Again, I have not been there. I'm afraid to go there. But when they book your reservation, you're booked for like 4 or 5 hours because it's such a huge deal. That's Martha. What's important? What's important to you and I? I mean, each of us, what's important to us? This is what's important. It may not be an issue of bad or good, but if it's more important than Christ, and if it encroaches upon our Christ time, what is very, very wonderful becomes not so good. In Romans 12:13, the Bible says, and here's Martha doing it, that we are to be distributing to the needs of the saints and given to hospitality, and she's doing that, and you and I are to do that. Look, if I knew that you were coming to my house, or if I was going to your house, Mercedes, when we went to your house, you rolled out the carpet and welcomed Lisa and I in. But listen, that's so sweet, but the thing is, Mercedes is more important to me than the meal that she makes. Is that not true in our lives as brothers and sisters in Christ? But it's the expression of my love. I understand that. But understand that when I show up at your house or you show up at my house, we want to know you. We want to find out about you. We want to hear how you came to Christ or what's going on in your life. Frankly, the food is the side issue. We want to be filled, you want to be filled with the body of Christ. It's a beautiful thing. But we can so focus on things that we make important. 1 Peter 4:10 says, as each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. There's a balance to even what we do. I mean, can you imagine? And this is scary because you know I could do this, is talk, teach, preach all day long. But if I never go out and exercise my faith, if I never go out and witness for Christ, then what does that matter? Well, here's Martha. She's kind of cute, though, you know, because we all love cookies. We all love good food. Jesus is sitting there, and by the way, he's reclined at a table. His feet would be behind him and to the side, and Mary is somewhere behind him, and she's listening. And you'll see in a moment that she is leaning. The word means that she's listening to every word that's falling from his mouth. What do you hear? And maybe she had to lean like that to be able to hear, because all you hear coming out of the kitchen is clanging pots. And probably every moment Martha thought, look at Mary, look at her. I guess I got to do this alone. Bling, boom, crash, boom, smack, pow. All the noise coming out of the kitchen. She's got her apron on. It's well worn. She's got flour across her face. She's got, part of the falafel in her hair. We've all been there. It's her expression of love, but it's just gone a little bit too far here and starting to affect her. Martha was the nurturing type, as we said earlier. But when we do not spend time with the Lord, the great parts about what God has worked into your life and mine, Christian, listen, those things wane when we're not with him. Christian, if you and I are not spending time with him, then we are definitely not busy about the right things. Unfortunately, it seems to me that the church has been so gripped by the definition of what the world says is right and important, and the church has fallen for it. The church takes its marching orders, maybe perhaps more from the world than ever before. It's the world that says, this is a successful church. It's the world that says, you need to do this, and then you'll be respected in the community. The church should be the one that's forming the culture, not the media or Todd CBS, who you used to work for. That's who forms the culture these days. Instead of Jesus Christ, it's NBC. And then our kids grow up, they want to dress just like Britney Spears. They want to sing just like I don't know who. It's unbelievable. Third under this point is this: the things of this world, like what's practical. Now look, this makes no sense. Verse 39 says, and she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at his feet and heard his word. Subtle wording, but get the picture. Martha started at his feet. See the word that she also sat at Jesus' feet? Two things happened. Watch this, everyone. The day began with Martha and Mary listening to Jesus. Then maybe Martha looked at her sundial on her wrist and decided it's getting late and it's time to cook something. Mary also got up and helped her. They were both in the kitchen. We know this from the wording. Mary winds up leaving, listen, Mary winds up leaving Martha and going back to Jesus' feet. Mary is well balanced. Martha never leaves the kitchen. She's going to rebuke Jesus in a moment for being part of this mutiny. Mary started helping. For some reason, Mary concluded, that's enough. Martha, Martha, come on, that's enough. That's enough olives. We got enough pita. That's enough. We got enough. Come on, come on. Let's go listen to him. Come on. Hey, come on, let's go to church. Come on. No, no, no. Come on. I got to cook. Oh, come on. It'll be there when you get back. Come on, let's go worship the Lord. No, 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 you go. And then you come back. Why didn't you? How come you left me here alone? What's practical? In our world, living for eating's practical. That's practical. Where are we going to eat? We get done with breakfast and we start talking about lunch. Where do you want it? Well, this is a great lunch, but where do you want to have dinner tonight? That's us. That's our world. What's practical? The world says this is what's practical. The world is always so coming to us, at least coming to me, and stroking its beard and saying, no, 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 Jack, just simmer down. Just calm down. You don't want to go over the top here and pray and read and be practical. Well, it says here that Mary sat. The word means she sat as close as she could get. I like that. And she heard. Here's that word. It means to direct all audience toward. It means to cup your ears. You ever been like that? The older I get, I find myself. I don't know, the older I get, everyone starts talking softer. And I've got to go like this. What? She's doing that. She's listening to Jesus. She can't get any closer, and she's also got her ears cupped. I love that. To give ear, to give attention, to focus. The world says, what a waste of time. You tell your lady friends, or you tell your guys, the guys that you know at work or on the golf course, whatever. This morning, reading my Bible, I came across, you what? Just reading my Bible. What are you doing that for? You should have slept in. That's practical. You gotta stop and go where? Oh, we're going to go feed the homeless in L.A. What do you do that for? That's not practical. I'm going to go serve down at the church. You're what? Boy, they got you duped. You big dummy. That's not practical. Wow.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Well, Mary's listening. Doesn't seem practical. But Mary is doing exactly what I believe I see here is a picture of prayer. Mary is at the feet of Jesus. Don't you think prayer is like that? She's at the feet of Jesus. She's listening to every word he says. My friend, we are to read our Bibles. Don't stop. Read it more than ever. But listen, when we pray, that's when the Bible comes alive. And when we pray, that's when things start to matter and start to make sense. Why? Because that's when God starts talking. And when we're at his feet and we're listening to every word he said, I see this as God answering prayer. Ask her. Stick the microphone into the scene with the camera. Mary, what's the most important thing in your life? I'm doing it right now. I'm at the feet of Jesus. She wouldn't be anywhere else in the world but right where she's at. And she's hearing God answer her life's questions as Jesus speaks. By the way, in a sense, she's abiding. How about that? As she's sitting there listening, that's the great word that you find where she's taken up a dwelling. She's taken up a dwelling at the feet of Jesus. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, Mary is abiding. And I in him bears forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Christian, please hear me. I'm so limited on time, this is disgusting. You and I in this life, we will never, never make a difference unless we're in the Word of God and we pray the Bible. Because when we're in the Bible and we pray the Bible, we get up and we go, God, please take this challenge. Do that. Watch what happens to your day. Watch what happens to your day. God answered a prayer of mine this week so pronounced, I was embarrassed when he answered it. I was very, very bummed. I was very, very down. I prayed, Lord, I need your encouragement. It was on Thursday. I was so bummed. Lord, I need your encouragement. I don't want to be encouraged by anybody but you, God. And honestly, I thought it's going to take a week, a month, a year to get that answered. God answered it in about 5 hours. I couldn't believe it. And then the Lord said, why can't you? If you ask him how much you and I go through because we're not asking him, what are we doing? Now, if you're not asking him, there's only one or two things going on. A, your life is so sweet that I'm going to go home with you today because your life is awesome. Your kids are perfect. Your husband and wife are amazing. Your house is paid off. Somebody just, angels fill up your gas tank with gas in your cars. I mean, I want to go home with you. That's either happening or you're neglecting the invitation to pray. Which is it? So much we suffer because we're not going to him. And we carry it. Oh, man, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And then usually your five-year-old says, let's pray.
Yes, Junior, I was just about ready to do that.
We suffer needlessly. Doesn't the Bible say we have not because we ask not? John 14:12 says, most assuredly I say to you, Jesus speaking, he who believes in me and the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works shall he do because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it, said Jesus. Did you hear that?
I heard that.
I'm not even going to ask you if you believe that. We do not believe that. We don't believe it. If we believed it, we would be walking around all day looking like a bunch of babbling idiots. Because we'd be saying, dear God, help me now. Lord, help me cross the street. Dear God, do this in my life. God, use me. Billy Graham's getting old. Make me the next Billy Graham. What do you pray radical? He's a radical God. This world's in need. Pray radical. You'd look like a crazy man talking. You know, this is a great time of life, by the way. You can fake somebody out. You can be praying, dear God in hell. You can be in your car. Lord God, come down and fill my car with your glory. And people are thinking, look at that guy. He must be making some big deal on the phone right now. at the stoplight. Look at him talk. Boy, he must be in a conference call. You see people in the car by themselves? Hey, I'm old enough that when that used to happen when I was younger, you were nuts. Look at that guy. He is crazy. Now you can get away with it. Dear God in heaven, make this light turn green. They don't know what you're saying. I think it's awesome. And if you're insecure about that, then just put one of those little Bluetooth things in your ear and talk to God. Fake them out. Just talk to the Lord and everyone's going, look at that guy go. That's practical. Talking to God. Not what the world has to say to us. The world is impractical. The Christian, you the Christian, with your Bible open, you're the only one in all this world with the answer. The world's going crazy. You've got the answer. People are wringing their hands. What's going to become of the world? We know. It's like we're secret agents. We've got the answer. John 16, 23. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. If a Christian doesn't have joy, point to them and say, go pray. I'm very sad. I have no joy. Go pray then. I thought you'd help me. I am helping you. Go pray. I need money. I need a pat on the back. I need whatever. Fine. Go pray. Let's talk. But the joy comes from him when we ask. Only God can give that. So attractive was the prayer of the disciples. As Jesus was praying, the disciples saw his prayer so attractive that what did they say? In fact, the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 1, it says, now it came to pass that as he was praying that in a certain place, and when he had ceased, the disciples came to him and said, teach us to do that. Isn't that great? That's practical. The world hears us praying and they go, man, is it that bad? You got to pray? Second point this morning, we're going to go fast or I'm in big trouble. Second point this morning is this. What's got you busy? Is it the things of your life? Is it things of our life? But Martha was distracted by much serving, and she approached him. And she said to him, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. That sounds like my house. That sounds like your house. Is it the things of our lives? Things that pull us away? Look at verse 40. The word distracted there is the Greek word. Listen, it's powerful. It means to be pulled away, to be dragged away from your desire, to be ripped from the dock like a boat. It's a very violent word. She was ripped from the dock by her attention towards other things. Martha is an A type. Type A Martha. No doubt about it. And she had reached her boiling point, and she is now becoming a victim of a life that's running out of juice, running out of power, running out of patience, running out of the Lord. Martha here is beginning to accuse Jesus of being part of the problem. This is amazing. Church, listen to this. Martha is actually saying to Jesus, my sister abandoned me. Listen, the word, if we translate it into modern English today, it means this. My sister abandoned me at my labors, which are pulling on me, Jesus, like you have no idea. And you are part of the problem here. That's what the word means. You're not helping me. She's rebuking him. This is what happens when we don't spend time with him. We wind up counseling him instead of him counseling us in the time that we're with him. No, we don't spend time with him. After all, we are going to tell him a thing or two. When we are not with him, we dictate things to him.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called, What's Got You Busy? Now, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Gospel of Luke. It's a series on the book of Luke and the unveiling of Jesus Christ to this world. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Pastor Jack here, and I want to encourage you to get your hands on the latest copy of Evidence That Demands a Verdict by Josh McDowell and his son Sean McDowell. This is a great reference work. It is big. It's over 750 pages. Don't let that scare you, my friends. It's a reference book. You're going to want to own it. You're going to want to have it nearby. When something is challenging or you want to know something or somebody said Jesus never rose from the dead, there's no evidence, I tell you what, grab this book, turn to chapter, section, get educated, and get excited. Evidence That Demands a Verdict by Josh and Sean McDowell.
Evidence That Demands a Verdict, Life-Changing Truth for a Skeptical World by Josh McDowell and Sean McDowell. It's yours for a gift of any amount, and it's available at our website, jackhibbs.com. One more time, jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.